This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning is being brought to you by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather, and book your reservations by calling 620-343-7756.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
And this morning on our Newsmaker 2, we are happy to welcome in Emporia Public Waste Supervisor Keith Sen. As Chuck has mentioned here, we've had several questions about the holiday pickup schedule for trash and things like that. So first and foremost, Keith, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
How are things going so far in the office here for today? We'll talk about later in the week later.
Got to emphasize today.
Keith, how are things going so far this morning?
Oh, doing great. We're running as normal. Pickup doesn't change this week because the Christmas course is on Wednesday, so we're just plugging along as normal.
We'd had a lot of questions, I'm going to say probably for about a week, about kind of what the process is, and I know Ron has been religiously kind of mentioning what the situation is. Have you guys been getting a lot of phone calls directly to your office asking the same question?
Oh, a few. Not more than normal.
I mean, I got to imagine, Keith, people are probably pretty familiar with the process at this point. I mean, it doesn't seem to change from year to year when it comes to holiday pickup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, typically We have a day that's offset, and we pick up on Wednesday. But again, this year, since Christmas is on Wednesday, our schedule didn't change at all.
Keith, let's talk a little bit about what's to come here after Christmas, and specifically on the trash pickup side. I know in years past there's been allowed for an extra polycart to help things along here. What can be taken away, and are those extra polycarts allowed this time around?
Yeah, we're going to pick up extra trash after Christmas, beginning Thursday, the 26th, and then we'll pick up through Tuesday, the 31st. Anything outside the cart, as long as it's bagged and that kind of thing, so we can reload the cart.
Understood. What can go in those bags and what can't? Because if memory serves me correctly, there are a few things that should not be bagged or should not be recycled, maybe.
As far as the recycling goes, most wrapping paper isn't recyclable, so it should go in the trash. Christmas cards typically do not recycle, so they would go in the trash. But of course, boxes and those kind of things can go in recycling, and we'll get them all taken care of for you.
Keith, I didn't ask you to provide stats on this, but just how busy, just on the trash and the recycle side of things, let alone the trees, which we'll be talking about here in a second, but just how busy is this week for your guys between Christmas and New Year's?
Well, we're pretty active. I would encourage everybody to get their trash out early. The thing with holidays is there's, people aren't home and that kind of thing. So a lot of folks don't get their trash out on time. And so our routes go pretty quick. And then we spend pretty much the rest of the week getting everybody cleaned up. But
I think our family kind of contributed to that. this time around. Yeah, our house is going to have an extra load for you guys, and that's just with the stuff for today, let alone next week. Another question comes up, and this is more along the lines of, maybe on the recycling side, specifically when it comes to boxes and potentially maybe advertising some stuff that you may have gotten that was top dollar. You mentioned here the boxes can go in, but do you have any guidance maybe about possibly storing that recycling in a certain way so you're not advertising to the community, hey, I got this big screen TV, or hey, I got this bicycle, or something like that?
Yeah, it's a shame. What I would recommend is if you can get everything in the cart, break down your boxes. If you have a large box like a big screen TV or something, maybe cut up the cardboard box and load it in your cart.
Makes a lot of sense. Keith Sand joining us, Solid Waste Supervisor, as we talk about the, you know, basically the week's regular traffic flow for trash pickup. Also, you know, the plan now basically getting between Christmas and New Year's. How about the Christmas trees? Keith, what's the game plan here for where those roll-off containers are going to be placed so folks can just drop things off and go?
Okay, again, we're gonna set in three locations this year, same places as we usually do. Starting Thursday the 26th through January 2nd, they'll be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, at the Dillon Store, and at Guion Showcase.
Okay. Is there anything specifically that people need to know about essentially what to do with the trees when they drop those off, whether it's bags or whatever to take or leave behind, or what maybe they need to consider when it comes to the condition of the tree itself?
Yeah, if we can get them out of the bags before you put them in the container, ornaments, as much tinsel and that kind of thing as can be removed should be,
So
just a clean tree if we can have one.
Yeah, understood. Other question that always seems to come up, and I know for a while the city was turning those trees into mulch to be used down the road for maybe the following year or maybe even longer than that. What happens to the trees?
Right now, we just dispose of them through our air curtain burner. It got to the point where we were getting less and less Christmas trees, and then we went to air curtain burner instead of a grinder, so we haven't been grinding those for a few years.
Understood. Keith, before we let you go, I wanted to touch base with you about something that was unrelated, at least to these two specific, really sides of the operations when it comes to the holidays. And I wanted to touch base with you about the lithium battery situation, because I saw the latest social media posting and reminder on that here 2-3 weeks ago. Are you seeing some issues when it comes to lithium battery disposal here at the transfer station?
Yes, we've had some fires at the transfer station, in the construction demolition landfill, and then in the recycling truck, as a matter of fact. So they're very volatile when they're damaged, and they actually are more like a firework than anything. But they once they're damaged, then it really creates a problem.
With those lithium batteries, does it take a lot to damage them, or is it one little thing where just maybe a little bit of a nick, or maybe it's dropped the wrong way and you've set yourself up for kind of a flash fire?
It takes some damage, and the other issue is overheating. Like if you overcharge them, they can explode. I'm sure everybody's seen the e-bicycle fires, but they're having fires all over the nation in recycling centers and transfer stations. Ham's landfill has them weekly. You know, the thing with our process is we run over them with heavy equipment, or you know, we've got them in the packer body and they're being compacted, and so at that point they're damaged and they create fires for us. So they can be disposed of at the Lyon County noxious weed. They take electronics and batteries, hazardous waste from households. So,
Keith, for those who maybe aren't 100% clear, what are some of the most common products that you find lithium batteries in so they can be a little extra careful?
Oh, gosh, they're about everything anymore. Toys, tools, cordless tools, telephones, you know, your cell phones, and it just goes on. They're a good product. It's just they have to be handled correctly.
Speaking of that, what is proper disposal on the lithiums versus maybe, you know, the longstanding alkaline batteries?
Okay. So what the county recommends is that you tape the contact points on the battery, and then they'll take those batteries free of charge and send them to a recycler.
And you mentioned the noxious weed department. Is that where you need to drop those products off at?
Yeah, that's correct. They're at 3000 West South Avenue, so just east of the recycling center.
Really, Keith, before we wrap things up here on this topic, you mentioned here that there have been some fires that have unfolded here, either in equipment or at the facility itself. How significant was the damage with those, and what are some of the steps that you take to put those fires out once you see them?
Okay, so these batteries burn at about 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. And so water doesn't put them out. It actually makes it worse. So what you have to do is get it away from other material that will burn, and encapsulate it somehow. So a metal trash can or something like that. Our fires thus far haven't been that significant, but certainly the potential's there.
Understood. Well, Keith, really quickly, I know this is a little bit longer interview than I think we all planned, but really quickly, just remind folks about the this week's regular trash runs, the schedule for those, and then the post-Christmas pickup times and also the tree drop-off locations.
Okay. We're going to pick up trash as normal, so everybody's trash goes on the regular day. After Christmas, on your regular day, we'll be picking up trash, extra trash outside the cart. Starting Thursday through next Tuesday, and Christmas tree containers will be out at the fairgrounds, Dillon's East, and Guion's.
Good deal. Keith, thanks for your time here with us. It's always a treat for us when we get a chance to talk with you about some different things, and really appreciate your time with us this morning, and hope that you guys have a Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas, especially with the lithium battery situation that's unfolding.
I appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. That is Keith Senn, Solid Waste Supervisor here for the City of Emporia. And, you know, good to know about those lithium batteries, Chuck. I don't think a lot of people are aware of those kinds of things, and the fact that they are so volatile, I think a good way to add, or a good thing to add to your Christmas list of cautionary items, you know.
Absolutely.
In addition to, you know, not burning down the kitchen when you cook dinner.
Yeah, and the other thing too here, which we typically will be dealing with this time of year, and that would be space heaters or
yep,
other heating elements, especially with the cold temperatures. Haven't had to deal with that yet, so well, temperatures.
Why would you say that?
Because we have high temperatures and approaching 60 degrees by the weekend.
I don't care. We don't jinx ourselves.
Well, we'll worry about that later.
I'm going to get a talking to, I know.
But yeah, I mean, just so long as you guys have a safe Christmas, hopefully it'll be, you know, that'll set the foundation for a wonderful Christmas for everybody.
Yep, just take your normal precautionary actions, you know, be smart, be responsible, and be cautious. And as Keith had mentioned, if you need to dispose of anything with those lithium batteries, you can do those at the Noxious Weed Department. I believe he said 3000
West South Avenue. That's right.
So make sure you take them there. Hey, do want to remind you that our Newsmaker 2 this morning is brought to you by Mainstay Suites at 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. KVOE now 8:40. We are going to get into ABC News headlines, check of local headlines, and local sports. But first, it is Christmas Eve. It's the holiday season, so I think it's time for a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know.